thank each for their mother. So the moment tonight will be dedicated in their memory. Memory of Harabonis, Mako Bata de Sola Liazon, memory of Harabonis, Mayum Baila, Baila Bata Rabba Shikha. So last week we left off in the Gemara, we left off in the middle of everything. We better start again from the beginning of the unit. On the bottom of Baila Rabba Shikha, the last Gemara, the Gemara taught the Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah. So we showed how literally the practice was that the Mishnah declared Rosh Chodesh is based on testimony of the witnesses. The witnesses were the Seed and Rumu, after the murder of Havar. And they would travel to Yerushalayim and tell the Bezin that they saw the Rumu, and the Bezin would declare Rosh Chodesh. She had the option of declaring Rosh Chodesh either on the 30th day or the 31st day. The next Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day means that the previous month only had 29 days, because the Chodesh caught there. Lacking a day. If you declare Rosh Chodesh on the 31st, that means that the previous month had 30 days, it's the Chodesh Moleh. It can't be less than 29 and it can't be more than 30, that's it. So that's the person to determine whether any given month is going to have 29 days or 30 days. So how do they determine? Based on, of course, Kiddush HaChodesh, what these other years, based on the witnesses coming and testifying that they saw the Rabban. So when can the witnesses come and testify? They can testify for a minute before Shkia, so before sunset. If they're going to come right in sunset, so the Bezi cannot convene at night. The Gemara has a cloud. And call it the Kula that you cannot convene a Bezin at night. Not only for judging, even for declaring, not only for judging the Gnad Mahadeo, but for judging Malkus, but for judging Nisa, but to have a Bezin for in the Kabbalah Gear, you cannot be in the Kabbalah Gear, but like Mahatrila, we require a Bezin by giving a gift. So that's why Mahatrila is not supposed to be inside of a gift online, or some person will have the opinion to need a Bezin Mahatrila for Kiddushin, so you're not supposed to get married tonight. Most people don't have that practice. But on the books there is such an old sheep and the sheep for the rule on the Ashish any part of the and you need a Bezin for a chasin and you're not allowed to get married now. They want to do this with the Bezin for the purpose of declaring Kiddush HaChodesh has to convene by Yom. They cannot convene by Yom. So they can convene up until the last minute before sunset, and if the witnesses come, and it's a minute before Shkia, and they say, so the minute, if not, the Bezin is the Kiddush today is a Shkodesh or a Meirah, the previous month was one day left. And if the witnesses come later, then the whole day belongs to that month, and it'll be a Chodesh Moleh. It'll be a month with 30 days instead of having 29. So the Mishnah tells us, Bari Shaina originally the practice was, and the Chabla made it a Chodesh Kol Hayom. The witnesses could be accepted all day long till a minute before Shkia. And once a terrible tragedy happened, and the Neda Takana to change it. What was the tragedy? Pam Achat once upon a time, the Shtau of Eidim Yilovo, the Eidim came very, very late. Shia means to delay. The Eidim delayed and came very late, Taka right before Shia, but it was Taka before Shia, right before, just a minute before. And it turned out this was in the days of the day from English, and it's Kalkalo Halavim to Shia. It then requires that the Halavim had to sing Shira at the time of pouring of the wine, time of the Nisra Hayayin, following the Tom Shobain Abayin, following the Tom Shobain, and following the Tom. Only on a carbon seat, on a carbon yacht, we don't see any shiur. At the time, Eilam Yashir, Eilam Ayah, you only see shiur when they pour the wine. When they shed the carbon, when they let it down, when they master the Eilurim, they don't see any shiur. Only when the Levi'im pour, only when the Kohanim are pouring the wine, following the Hakamis HaKavanos, and the Kavanos see when the Levi'im are seeing the shiur. So it says that the Levi'im sang the wrong shiur. Why did they sing the wrong shiur? Because the Levi'im saw that is why the Yom Chol. They thought that this was the 30th day of the month, and it's the Yom Chol. Why the Yom Chol? You have to sing the Shir Shalom, whatever it is. Let's say today is Thursday, so you sing the Thursday Shir Shalom. If they would have realized that it's not a Yom Chol, that it's Rosh Hashanah, then they would have sung the Shira of Rosh Hashanah. So let's say we started from the beginning, we didn't finish the whole story. The Gemara in the very end of Maseches Sukkah tells you, gives you a recitative, gives you a remnant of students to remember what the Shir Shalom was to every day of Sukkah. So you had the Yom Tov, and then you had Chalamayim, and then you had the last day, Shmini Atzeret. So the days of the Beit HaMikdash, when they offered the Korbanos on the Sukkah, so they sang Shir when they poured the wine following in the Sukkah. So the Rashi, and that, you might say, one Amore says that the Rashi Tev is Hum Vahi, Hei Vav, Mem Vei Tei Yud, and everyone says it's a different Rashi Tev. So Rashi Tev says there are different Tevites here, but they recited in connection with the Yisrach HaYayim, and Chalamayim says it. The Rashi writes, this is the Shir that they sang at the time of pouring of the wine following the Korbanos on the Sukkah. So we mentioned last week a little bit in the Chachunachet, why did Rashi say that this was in connection with the Korbanos on the Sukkah? And when you have a Yom Tov, So it's clear in this Gemara that on Rosh Hashanah not only do you sing the Shir Shal Rosh Hashanah, special Shir Shal Rosh Hashanah, at the time of Nisach Hayayin of the Kabbalah HaMasov, because today's Rosh Hashanah, even by the Nisach Hayayin of the Talmud of Ben HaAzayin, you also don't say that Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Monday. They don't say the Shir Shal Yom, the Monday Shir Shal Yom. You say the Rosh Hashanah be the Shir Shal Yom, not only for the Kabbalah HaMasov, you say even for the Talmud of Ben HaAzayin, and you really should have sang. You really should sing that special Rosh Hashanah to Yeshua Shalom even for the Talmud Shal Shachar, also because all that on is Rosh Hashanah. Even though on every day of the year you have to bring a Talmud Shal Shachar and Talmud Shal Shachar, it has nothing to do with the fact that there is Rosh Hashanah. But the most of it is Rosh Hashanah different words about it. Talmud is Rosh Hashanah, you can Talmud. That's a common Talmud, is that Talmud? A Talmud is every day of the year is a Talmud, so one would have thought. The Talmud, you say the Shir Shalom, that it's Sunday, it's Monday, it's Tuesday, whatever the day of the week is, you say that Shir Shalom. Because the most of them you should sing the Shir Shalom, the other thing. So you see it's not Mishnah, but it's not called. It's not called the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. That the Levim was supposed to sing the Rosh Hashanah with the Shir Shalom for the Talmud Shal Ben Arayim also. As Rosh Hashanah is all day long, Rosh Hashanah, and you can sing that Shir Shalom. You have to stop singing the Rosh Hashanah with the Shir Shalom for the Vachah with the Shir Shalom. And so the Talmud Shal Shachar, they should have stopped including the Rosh Hashanah before also, except Rashi says it's all called the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. But you know, because Talmud Shal Shachar is always brought before Zrichat HaShemesh. At the crack of dawn, and hey, it's late call on Mizrach, when it's just Alef HaShachar, it's still in the middle of the night. Now, before sunrise, and then they come in, they go to Kaferi, they come to Kaferi, they open up the gate, they open up the gate to the Al-Qaidis, and then they shut the Kol Talmud, and in regard to finish ready with the Talmud Shal Shachar before everybody wakes up in the morning. Dami said the Aiden will not have had any time that he woke up yet. The Aiden did not have said, they told the Levana last night, they're not going to travel all night long to come to the Bezna Rav. He had to do it, he had to do it, they're going to travel all night long. The Nagar is not going to be in their office at 4 o'clock in the morning. They're going to sleep at night. And they come to their office at 10 o'clock in the morning. You couldn't get in anyway. You can't get in anyway. That the Ewa had 30 days. Never had 30 days. Maybe once in a year, or maybe once in a 5 years. The question, but let's say it turns out that Ewa had 30 days in a year, it's not going to be tomorrow. The Rashi tends to say, still, it doesn't matter. Since that was the way it was, that normally the Eden didn't come so early in the morning, and usually they didn't know the point going to be Rosh Hashanah, so you never seen the Shir Shal Rosh Hashanah for Tom Shal Shah, but I'm also sure it's okay. You should say the Shir Shal Yom to be Yeshiva, even at the Talmud Shal Shachar. So that's going to be Hakurah Ed from the Rashi, the end of time. The Rashi, the end of Sukkot. Why did Rashi say the end? No, Rashi says, no, never tells me what the Shir Shal Yom is that they sang on Chalamai Sukkot. So you want to figure out on your own. So Rashi gives you the source. So that is where Rashi says that this is the Shir Shal Yom that Levi sang at the time of Chalamai Sukkot. So as to the Mustafin of Chalamai Sukkot, but that is the stuff in space of Talmud Shal Shachar, Talmud Shal Ben Arayim, and Mitzvot. So that's the Rashi that Ben Hakimah claims is indicating the following. So let Zaman Uri, when he say that he substitute the Yom Tov, the Shir Shal Yom, so it takes over everything, every Nisach Hayayin today, you have to say the Shir Shal Yom of Yom Tov, and that's the day of the week, Shir Shal Yom, that's only on a Yom Tov. On Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, and Yom Tov says for Shir Tov, it's on a Chalamai Tov, and on Chalamai Tov, it's on a Rosh Chodesh, but these are like minor holidays. So then you're only seeing the special Shir Shal Yom for Rosh Chodesh and for Chalamai Tov Mitzvah. But Chalamai and Rosh Chodesh are not so strong that if you take over that the Shir Shal Yom should substitute for the Brachah, because Shir Shal Yom is part of the Shabbat Chodesh for Ben Arayim. So that's why Rashi over here, that's why he points out verses, the Rashi over here says, what was the tragedy? What happened over here? What month of the year did this thing occur? The Zanku witnesses came way late in the afternoon. And the Qa'anim was a Tamidah Shal Yom Yom at the Tamidah Shal Yom Yom Yom. And the Levim had, the Levim sang the wrong Shir. They sang the wrong of the Yishir. It's a kind of regular Rosh Chodesh. So he always, the Levim has come up with, they always sing the wrong of the Yishir Shal Yom by Tamidah Shal Yom Yom Yom. Only by Mutter, so they substitute the, only by Mutter, so they say the Rosh Chodesh Yishir Shal Yom. But that's what Rashi says, no, this story happened on Rosh Hashanah once.
Once it turned out that it was a Rosh Hashanah, they were able to find out that that was really Rosh Hashanah. And the Quran was coming to talk when it's going to come out tonight, it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. So it's going to be the next third level. So the author of the Talmud said, they are thinking that it's a Yom Chol, and they're saying, Yeshua Shalom Chol. And then it turned out, no, today was Rosh Hashanah. And they made a mistake, they really should have found the Shir Shalom of Rosh Hashanah for the Talmud said, they are that. The Rashi learned that this Tachamot Tachamim, that you're not permitted to be Mekabal Eibis, Men HaMincha V'mayla, and the Beis HaMikdash, when did they bring the Korban Mincha? They used to finish a Korban as Korban Mincha by Slava Mincha. Huh? An hour. By an hour and 15 minutes before the end of the day. Let's go before Shkia, before the end of the day. Mincha Ketan was 2 hours. What?
There are a lot of problems that there.
Yeah, so
the
whole gathering of the problem, the other night is the most... Right, well, all they learned is that people wouldn't do the level that they're asking for, because they ignore Rosh Hashanah. All they learned is that people who today may or may not have to be Rosh Hashanah, they'll have to abstain from doing the level. What do you do with the Mishra Kabbani? What do you do with Nairu? What do you do with Akhir? The Tkir Shaykh, they can blow like me, you know? The kids, yeah. First they knocked with the Talmud Shul Ben Arbaim, they finished the Akron with Akron, and then they poured the wine. And that's simultaneous, while the Kohanim are pouring the wine down the pipe, or the Shishim, down the pipe, and then it's there, so the Gemara singing the Shira and playing the harp, playing the musical instrument. So the Takhana, according to Rashi, not to be his steel, the Chachamim instituted the Takhana not to accept witnesses who come, and the Chalamayla, after the wine has already been poured, after the Talmud Shul Ben Arbaim, was only instituted the Kohen Kalash, was only instituted the Gadi Rosh Hashanah. All year long, this can solve that. Why? Because all year long, and then after the claim, you think after the Rosh Hashanah, they can on the Talmud Shul Ben Arbaim. So they wouldn't do the wrong thing, they'd be doing the right thing. You bring the Talmud Shul Ben Arbaim in a regular installation, you sing the Rosh Hashanah, you show up. The only time it's considered a mistake would be on Rosh Hashanah, when the Shul Shalom should be changed, for the Talmud Shul Ben Arbaim. That's how Rashi knows. We'll get the Rambam doesn't know like that. So the major Takana not to accept the witnesses El Aram Incha. What happens if the witnesses come? In low age in the Amincha, Lamayla, what happens if the witnesses come? After Akronos Amincha and Beit Amigdash, and after Nisa Hayayim, so then the Din would be rocking on to Ayam Kodesh and Amar Kodesh, that we continue observing the first day of Rosh Hashanah all day long. Even though it's a make-believe Rosh Hashanah, because the Bezmin only declared tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah, so the second day will be Rosh Hashanah Deraita. And that's why we have to make 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So the first day is Rosh Hashanah Deraita, and the second day is only Rosh Hashanah Deraita, the make-believe Rosh Hashanah. So all right, that we can't get quicker and quicker. But here, in this instance, if the witnesses come in on the then Bezin is supposed to refuse to accept the witnesses, and they ignore them. What kind of business is that? But if there's no witnesses that are here, what kind of a fraud is it? And they should be Rosh Hashanah. The more explained in my service Rosh Hashanah we have, we learn from the Talmud, everybody out there can speak to Olsom, because Eilish, and the word Olsom is called Bezal, so the more Darshan, Aten, 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 even if you know that the witnesses came, you have the right to ignore them. If you have a good reason why you don't want to declare today Rosh Hashanah, you just ignore any Rosh Hashanah, you just ignore the fact that the witnesses came. Aten, 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 so they ignore the witnesses, but you cannot tell about Aten, let's say at 5 o'clock in the evening, Shkia, let's say 6:30, you can't talk about that month together, today's not Rosh Hashanah, you can do whatever you want. No, that's the Tachanah de Rabbanon, that the first day is Rosh Hashanah de Rabbanon, and the second day is the Rosh Hashanah de Raita. Why do they have to have the first day Rosh Hashanah de Rabbanon? Because you're going to let the Balabatim do Merakha now, forget about the Balabatim. If you let the Rabbanon forget anybody, do Merakha at the end of the first day, and say, my law, so then if next year, we won't know whether the 30th day of Elul is going to turn out to be the 30th day of Elul is going to be the Rosh Hashanah. So the Hamanam will just say, we should absorb Yisra Malacha today. Last year the Torah started saying from Malacha and turned out that it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. This year I said it's going to be a block also. You're going to tell us not to do Malacha, then the last hour and a half, I'll tell us, forget it. It's not Rosh Hashanah, it's not Malacha. So the people will be, and make sure that next year as a Torah, they will be Rosh Hashanah. But that's what it is. If I call a yogi, most of Yom Kippur, you have to go to the first day of Rosh Hashanah, they are gone, and the second day, the real Rosh Hashanah, they are right. So what is the Gemara there?
They don't declare that day.
That time they do.
Yeah,
the first time that the tragedy occurred, they declared that day as Rosh Chodesh and as Rosh Hashanah. And therefore it turns out, somebody calls up in the Beit Levi, says, tell them on the Sunday, the Kohanim had already poured the wine, and the Levi already sang the Shira, and they sang the wrong Shira. They had the wrong Shira Shalom. They should have sung the Rosh Hashanah Shira Shalom, and they sang the regular Rochadik Shira Shalom. So from that time on, the Levi Sakana, the Levi of the Aiden coming, I'm not from my
law. You can't do that on top, can you?
But the kids don't know that on the public. Yeah, so it's not there. But there is a requirement to say Shira at the time of the Nisar Kaviyah and the Kabbalah. The only question the Gemara has is it not like the Kabbalah? Whether you can Shira the Fair or you can Shira the Kli? Is it a Dinda Raita that they have to play musical instruments also? They have to say words and play music as well or not? Then I've heard of decisions that they just sing in Indian and they sing a Shira Kabbalah as well. Maybe Shira they want, even, whatever. And the Rabbanans require that they should play music. So Allah Almighty, so that's the thing, that the Levine have to sing and they're going to play music at the same time.
Now, what
do they sing? So we mentioned that it's doing this kind of shino when the people see him and have yet composed, they compose their brother and brother and later people. So they used to say, oh, what we say after Bar Shama, we used to say the time of Mr. Hayam. And if the brother and brother put together, they all say the same, so then if I come in the back time, well, hey, you're instituted, and they should sing specific Tirkei Tehillim for the Shir Shalyam. All the Shir Shalyam got in Tehillim with the one exception of Shabbos for Mutter. The Shir Shalyam, Shabbos for Kavar Mutter, the Shabbos comes to Shabbos comes from the Adayim Tamiz Mishul Yom HaShem, that's also in Tehillim. But the Shir Shalyam for Shabbos for the Kavar Mutter was different. It was Ha'azim. That's why the Mutter is the next to the Lord of HaShem. We divided up Ha'azim into six parts, and every week they would sing a different section. When it came to seven weeks, they would go back to the beginning of Hazim. That's called Hazim Ma. The recitation of Hazim Ma is the recitation of the six sections of the tree of Hazim. So with the one exception that it was Yom Kodesh, and not Yom Yom, because they sang the same Shir Shalom, after the Tamil Shafa, after the Muslim, after the Tamil Shafa, then Hazim. And Shabbos was the one exception that the Gemara had, that they sang a different one for after the Masafim, and the Mid Mishul Yom HaShabbos, the song of the Levi, that the Tamil Shafak, the Tamil Shafak, and the Hakur claimed, based on his Rashi, that every Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, they only sang the special Shir Shalom for the Kedushas Hayom, only at the Mitzvah, and at the Tamil Shafak, the Tamil Shafak, and they sang the regular Shir Shalom, the Mitzvah Shir Shalom, this is the story of the Shir Shalom. So the question is, that the whole Chachana, which Shir Shalom, you say that's only the Rabbana, that's not only the Rabbana, that doesn't say in the Torah. The reason he made a mistake, the whole mistake is only a mistake of the Rabbana. And what would Peter do if he wouldn't say a Shira at all? What would happen? The Korban is possible. If he more has an Achleji Satana, so that later says that the Shira is the Achle of the Korban. And the Chachana says the Shira is not the Achle of the Korban. That's the Pshat is only Satana, that's the Chachana, normally. One would say, Yachin Zerab, and not Rabbana Zerab. Some Achleim claim that Rashi sounds like the Chachana of Achle of Meir, because Rashi many different places in the Gemara, whenever the Gemara describes a Shir, so being saying a Shir, Rashi will, 7 or 8 different places, Rashi throws in a statement, and the Shir is not in the code. Nobody asks them whether the Shir is not in the code. It's always irrelevant. It's not crucial for the shot. Rashi always sticks it in that the Shir is not in the code. It's not like Rashi's pushing for a name. He's waiting for a name, she says, that the Shir is not in the code. And if you bring a code, you didn't sing a Shir, the code is possibly there. Whether you call it possibly ever, that you bring that cause in Kavod Shoshaka. And you didn't call the wine. So the Kavod Shoshaka is not kosher. Kavod Shoshaka is kosher. The Gemara says, you only have to pour the wine today. If you don't have any wine, or you're in a rush or whatever, you can pour the wine tomorrow, next week, next year. You have to keep track which day you didn't bring the wine and you pour the wine there. In fact, the Gemara has a machlokes in the American My clothes didn't have enough. On Sunday, they didn't have enough wine. Oh, I'm sure for one. Didn't have any fresh wine. But that's based on him, they ran out of wine. So that day, they brought him up. But wine they didn't have, so they offered the trouble. So Shachar, or Eden, whatever, and they didn't pour any wine. So they don't finish here. They ran out Wednesday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, didn't have enough. Wednesday, they made the wine. And now they're going to pour the wine for Sunday, from Monday, for Tuesday, today, Wednesday, so for Wednesday,
Shira only for today.
For the Gemara. No, so you got to think Shira for all the wine. The Gemara has a Shira, which Shira do they think? Today is Wednesday, but this is Sunday's
wine.
So do you think Sunday's here, do you think Wednesday's here? I feel for the Gemara. The Gemara, the whole filter, when the Mishamidrash was destroyed, and Tisha B'Av was taken to Mishamidrash, so it says that the Mishamidrash was the first Tisha B'Av, and this the Mishamidrash was destroyed, the Gemara says was discovered. And then in Moses they were singing, and the Oizim came in to destroy the Beit HaMikdash. The Kohanim were doing the Avodah, and the soldiers broke in the middle. The Kohanim didn't run away. They knew that the whole city was under siege, and then the soldiers kept on coming closer, and then the Beit HaMikdash was under siege, and then it cracked in the walls, and then he came in to kill them and to destroy everything, and they were in the middle of the Avodah. The Avodah. The Moses said, when did they finally break in the middle of the Avodah? So the Jews were singing away, they were singing Shir Shalom, I forgot the Gemara says, they were singing the Shir Shalom that speaks about the enemy coming in and destroying the Beit HaMikdash. I forgot which one it is. You have to look in the theater by the Shir Shalom. You have to pay attention. I forgot which one. So the Gemara says, you just thought it was destroyed on a Sunday. And on a Sunday that's not the Shir Shalom. So the Gemara says, well maybe they forgot to sing the one this week. So they were singing the Shir Shalom on Sunday, so you might what if you don't have that opinion? What if you say that you sing Sunday's rhythm and everything? So you might say, maybe the thing was just singing a tune. It wasn't the Shir Shalom, it just happens to be humming that niggin, and that's when the salt is broken. You might have a whole discussion about that. Not just that story, because the Gemara records it happened, the Gemara records this incident. That as the Levine was singing, the enemy broke in, pumped at that time that they were singing about the enemy breaking it. So again, So that if the Yehudim don't come at all and turn out tomorrow, it's really Rosh Hashanah, El will be Mahudra, it will be a Chodesh Malek. The certain thing will be mostly on Chodesh Malek, because that was always true, even before they made this Takana. But if the Yehudim would come then on Mechalam Island, then only that the first day would be Rosh Hashanah, the second day would not be Rosh Hashanah. And after this Takana, there will be in more cases. There will be more cases. Even if the Yehudim came at them, then on Mechalam Island, you would still have Ozei on Chodesh Malek. But even before the Takana, there will always be two.
Right.
So again, what did the Gemara call this for? What were we discussing? We were discussing an issue about Aesis and all the Bazaar was returned to the Yakuda Jedi. We were discussing the Yakuda Ispeta, Hakuda Ishua, Hakuda Iskutu. So I just pointed out that even though, I didn't finish that topic yet, okay. When we say that Chayter Ameya, even for Halak Ameya, that the Shir is Ma'akeh B'Karvin, what does that mean? The place is in Erechon, and that Gemara says it doesn't mean that you're not yet to the Karvin. You can't say you're not yet to the Karvin. If you bring the Karvin today, you didn't bring the Yayin, you are yet to the Karvin. You're not yet to the Yayin, and bring the Yayin tomorrow, but then yet to 10 minutes later, a year later, just keep a record, and then it's going to be a shadow of which Shir is yet, which Shir is supposed to sing. But it means that the Shir is not the Karvin, means that the Shir is not yet the Yayin. That if you offer the Yayin without the Yayin in conjunction with the song of Yayin, but then you're not yet to that Yayin, it comes from there, you've got to bring the Yayin all over again. So I said, I'm going to fuck off, you were yet to the Yayin to be there, but there's no need to bring up, you want to accomplish anything, you've got to bring the Yayin all over again, if you're all like that Chachamim. That the Shir is not the Yayin to call.
Right.
That's Machlech Zameh Rabba. That's a question over here in the Gemara that Achronim has. What is the Gemara? What does Achronim make such a tenet over here? That they sang the wrong Shir. And it's Kachamim HaLabim Yishir, it was really Rosh Hashanah, they really should have sung. The Rosh Hashanah, the Shir Shalom, not only after the close of wisdom, you should have come even after the Tamashu Bein HaBayim, and they didn't, and that's why they're up to get covered, right, in the weekday, but they sang the weekday, Shiri Shal Yom after the Tamashu Bein HaBayim. So what? This is not very terrible. I mean, I told it doesn't matter what Shiri Shal Yom you sing. And even if they are one of it, it doesn't matter. So what's this that they were used to the Yezid, they were used to the Kazim, they were used to the Yayin, I didn't. Let's know that the Shir is Ma'akib, even though the Shir is Ma'akib, the cousin, but they say the Shir, but they say the Rum Shir. Very strange humor, very strange. We don't really understand what's going on. We'll have to pick it up a little later, we'll discuss it a little more. So now, what did the Gemara quote this help me before? What did it have to do with it? And then Asik, so I have to show you, what did it have to do with our Gemara? We learned that in the first Mishnah, we learned that they say that they said that. That was in a place to show all the beyond the Zoom. Oops, so you're not writing it. Okay. The question is, but we live in a time that we have 2 days paper, we have 2 days shiur, we have 2 days shiur, we have 2 days shiur. What if the paper is no longer there? The paper is no longer, the first day paper, the first day shiur, the first day shiur, are you permitted to eat it? The first day not eat it all day long. Are you permitted to eat it on the second day? So you might have a makhlegis summer, right? But the makhlegis rab and rabati. Right by the left narrow line, and that dark narrow on the base, before you get to the right line. Rab says no to be done. The first day rabati says no to be done, two days. So what is their dispute? So we spent a lot of time on Rashi. Rashi says that their machlokes is whether Yom Hashem Shal Zoni is the Din Minik or is the Din Rabban. If it's the Din Rabban or then the Rabban will understand that the real Yom Hashem is considered one long extra for 48 hours. Kedusha Akar, Yom HaRichta. But the faith is not on the first day, it starts to the end of the day, not just to the end of that calendar day, to the end of the Dusha Tayyad, and the Rabban is Dusha Tayyad, and the Shech has an extent for the full 2 days. But he doesn't tell me that Yom Hashemesh HaZoliyah, this is, we're talking with Manchi Kitcho Atei Aliyah, the days of Rav. Rav was way before, a guy grew up, the days of a guy grew up, that's when they switch to have the standard calendar that we have. No more Kitcho HaChadish Atei Aliyah. What we call Kitcho HaChadish Atei Aliyah, just on the calculation that it will have changed. But the days of Rav, we still have Kitcho HaChadish Atei Aliyah, and there was an Achlegis Rav Ravati, this institution, the practice that they had for ages and ages, maybe from the days of Yishuv Benun, if you ask them 2 days youngsters, do they pay for their shrewd, do they cook it in bubbles? They live in the bubbles. Is that a minig or is that not a minig? It's only a minig. Then you can't say that the minig has it, that it's a minig. If I have a 2 day straight, what kind of... But it's a minig that is 1 day youngsters and a minig, but you act as if the second day is also youngsters. It's only a minig. So you can't say that the baby should know what they were. It's a yema, this will push up, I do the second day, you can't say it.
Sure.
So the mother says, come to a conclusion, how do we ask him? We passed in days, as you know, the Bazaar, by Tetra Shura Sukkis. By Tetra Shura Sukkis, we passed in days, as you know, the Bazaar, the first day answer, the Mutarans, the Bazaar, the second day answer. But it doesn't, the Gemara says, but it doesn't necessarily mean what we're taking it then, and assuming that why the Mutarans were there? Because it's their position. Not because Sheikh Bridges means that it's only a minute. No, even if you say that it's in the Rabbanon, that you understand it's because it's in the Rabbanon, we still can insist that it's going to be based on Shalom of the Zen with Paris is there. Why? Because what was the whole Takon of the Rabban and the Yom of Shem Shal Gozen? 2 days answer. How can it be? It says no commission, 1 day answer. And then with our Bakti, when we used to dive my father showed you that the other used to come over. That's why every Yom of the Rabban is the same Kashmir. That's why! You know, it's the Zen of 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 the Then one day they say, how come you have to do every year? This country would have gone to them, they would read that.
Reform.
Yes, like the reform, that it's only 1 day after. So what is that 2 days on the Tesla? What do you mean 2 days on the Tesla? But it says Mechonish 1 day. So the answer is that the Takana de Rabbana was the Tesla state of the Yoma. We all know that, that's pretty much. If it's the Tesla state of the Yoma, you have to act as if it's more topic whether the first day is the answer or the second day is the answer. But even if there are one of you, don't say that both days are the answer, great family are the answer. It doesn't make any sense. Meaning, the Kremlin says 1 day answer, but we have to say 2 day answer. So by the Chassidish, by the Chassidish, they have a Chassidish literature, they say, no, that's about time, you know, they're not Chassidish, they say, well, if you live in an Eretz Yisrael, you can gain out of the answer, whatever you spoke of, gain that for not grabbing it for 1 day, because what is that? You live so far away from the Gusha. You didn't hook that, you can't absorb your vision. So I am a younger phone by having 24 hours. You have to have 48 hours in order to get to anywhere, in order to get what you said by the young. That's the way they are talking about the young exchange, you know, the young exchange for government is given. 2 days of the current, about that, and they're on phone. You gotta have 2 days in order to get 1 day's work. In order to get what you would have gotten and saw 1 day's work. But the Gemara doesn't say like that. The Gemara says that the institution of Yom Kippur for Rav is when the parents take it again, they just need to answer that. They have for the center for saying no Yom Kippur. It can't be. That's what passion is like. It can't say no faith. The faith is only one day. And she works only one day. So therefore, that's the reason why we say, no, the Bazaar was Paris Bazaar. Even if one should assume that Yom Kippur for Rav is a Binder Rabbanon, but some of the parents take it again, it's only one shot. No, not the first, it has to be Mutter on the second day, the idea of the 2 days beyond this is the Torah's Vata, is that both days I have, I don't know if I'm going to write that, yeah, but we have a lot of the rights is one day, but the Rabbah the rights 2 days. We didn't find it on 2 days, because they said, no, you must have Yom Kodesh on the Maha Kodesh. What happened with the witnesses coming on the Chol of my law? So the other day, he knows what it is. He has to know, what do they have to dig up the Tachan, even before the day, the Tachan, there's also an institution of Lord and Hathi and Kharish Malam Kharish in any event that the Yehudi didn't show up at all on the Thursday. The Gemara is going to bring out that point a little later, a few months later. But the Gemara presented so far like this, as if the first time this was instituted, that you have 2 days Yom Kippur, Lord and Hathi and Kharish Malam Kharish, that the first day Yom Kippur not dying there at all, and the second day Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah there after, is when they made this Tachan, that if the witness is coming, I'm looking at my mind, we don't accept it, we don't declare the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we shouldn't, but there are none of them. But still you have to finish the first day of the Shastai and treat it as if the first day was also Rosh Hashanah the Rabbah. And the second day is the real record, and the second day is Rosh Hashanah the Raita. So in this case, it is not the Mati Yom Kodesh, the Rosh Hashanah, you're forbidden to do the law of the Torah Zvada. And the end of the first day you know for sure, because tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah. There is no doubt about it, because the witnesses didn't come before the Mishra Tavdana, before the Mishra Hayai. So tomorrow has to be Rosh Hashanah. So why can't we do the law of today? If it's either yesterday either one way or the other, no, it's not either. We don't turn it tomorrow, it's not either one. So it must be that both days are the third Vada in Rosh Hashanah. The first day is Vada in the Rabbana Rosh Hashanah. The second day is Vada in Rosh Hashanah with the Raisa. So the Gemara says, oh, if you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the third Vada, that's the third take in the end, either they said that. That's what we call Yad Na'ichta. Then you would say, Rosh Hashanah, that they just know that they're there. Is that true about that? That's the Rosh Hashanah. Since this mantra keeps you up to how he is, there existed a possibility that sometimes Rosh Hashanah would be Yom Ha'Lichta. So this mantra said that we have an established calendar. We have an established calendar, so we don't have any status at all. So why in the world have we ever observed Yom Ha'Lichta Shal Galius? Did you want to ask the question? Mothers, they gave a shot, these girls and minigas said to them, you should continue to observe all the 2 days beyond this, the same way they used to observe it years ago. But however, they observed it initially, we continue to observe it now. So that takes us to those 2 years. Okay, the Gemara is good about it. The Gemara says you should retain whatever you said you should continue to observe. For what reason? The Gemara says maybe we'll make it good. Okay. The Gemara gives a reason why you should continue.
The same reason
I reserve 2 days to take up the day. Right. So 2 days take up the day. 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 So 2 days take up
the day.
So 2 days take up the day. So 2 days take up the day. So 2 days
take
up the day. So 2 days take up the day. So 2 days take up the day. So 2 days take up the day. So 2 days take up the day. So 2 days take up the day. Sometimes there will be 8 months out, 9 o'clock in the morning, Rosh Hashanah, that's it, one day Rosh Hashanah. And sometimes there will be 2 days Rosh Hashanah, because it's not that. If the even came late in the afternoon, it would be also Yom Kodesh to the Rabbana, Lamar Kodesh to the right. But therefore, at Hutzalah, they don't know what's going to be, you know, it's always going to be the first day, only. The first day is going to be Rosh Hashanah, the right, or the Gamar. Or it's going to be 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the Rabbana, the second day, the right. So or any other place outside of Yerushalayim, where the crowd lives in the Beis Magdol, where they don't know what's flying, so they haven't observed 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and their glimpse of 2 days Rosh Hashanah is, they're not sure what's going on with their 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Whether the first day is Rosh Hashanah, they're right there, and that's all, Well, the first day of the is the Rabbanah, and then the second day of the Rosh Hashanah, they write in which case it's going to be a Yom HaRitzvah. So when they observe Yom HaShemi, when they observe the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and Chutzlah is not knowing what's happening in Eretz Yisrael, it's both the first sacred Yom HaRitzvah, maybe the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the second day of Gavish, and also the first Yom HaRitzvah. Maybe, they're not sure. Maybe it's maybe the first day is only Rosh Hashanah with the Rabbanah, and the second day of Rosh Hashanah, they write, they don't know.
The row years, Elul has 29 days. The Gemara in fact says that it never happens, that Elul has 30 days, or maybe once happens and it rarely happens. A Ruba, the Ruba, the Ruba, Elul does not have a
year. And since they want to do with the act of Roman law, that's what I'll give you.
Yeah.
The age is not like 20 or not. These might be more than 30. But they come after this, let each other come to next
year. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the Gemara says that it rarely ever happens. This was one occasion that happened. And it's copy of being this year, like a son of was on the 31st day. And the day to him, Rosh Hashanah was on the 31st day. But they followed the rope. That the rope was that it wouldn't happen.
Who that wants to come to me and talk to the farmers and he, you know, he's
personally taking the people there and he's going to kill them. Mm-hmm. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells the story, yeah, that Ula, he called the Bava, Ula came from the right side of the Bava, and they were eating on Yom Kippur, the name of Rav, they were eating on Yom Kippur, according to the calculation, that's what they're eating on Yom Kippur. He told them the good news, that the whole calendar was not set. Places find out the money, how can it be? The only Jews in Dublin had their observing anything on the wrong day, the place of instance, we have a dinner, I cannot even listen. When they declare when Rosh Hashanah is, when I'm expedition, even if you know the story, it goes from this. Everybody has to send their faces, it's very difficult. I cannot even listen means if the dead have role, made a mistake, so the dinner said, whatever they say goes, I'm finding an old Jew of all the weapons. Every rabbi is on show, and I'm not satisfied with this. Yeah, you can get another Rosh Hashanah on September
1st.
Down the block is down to Rosh Hashanah, so you get the later day. Every guy's got Rosh Hashanah, you're gonna get them up even. Every rabbi makes his up. You can't say like that. It's a terrible thing. I can say to say Rosh Hashanah. They want to cut out. I can't see all the Jews involved, all the Hebrews, Kadim, and all the Amorites, they observe Rosh Hashanah, you see for the wrong day. Because that's not a lot, that's not a lot. That's not a lot. So again, so we who observe 2 days in Chutzlaret, observe it, for what reason do we still observe it after we have the Lua? But the Gemara says, we have the same Yedayim, Shemo, maybe the Malchus will make it there. But the first was the Yisrael, however the Yisrael observed it years ago, that's what we still observe today. So for what purpose did they observe it years ago when we used to be in the Kaddish of the area? Because they had a question, what's doing in Eretz Yisrael? Is it the first thing Rosh Hashanah and that's all? Or if you're 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the first day is the next day Rosh Hashanah, then I'll learn, and the second day Rosh Hashanah, then I'll learn. In this case, it's going to be a Yom HaRitzvah. But since that was a possibility years ago, the Bankei Kitzchok Yoriya, so today, you know, there's no traffic at all. Today we have a Ruach suspended, we can tell you in advance when Rosh Hashanah and Kippur are going to be. So we still practice the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the same way we observe it, the same way that we used to observe it then, to tell you the Yom HaRitzvah as a possibility. And maybe Yom HaRitzvah may not be Yom HaRitzvah. That's how the Gemara says. Omar Rabba, on the fourth line on Hamid Aleph, Rabba says, that four line is the ending during that period of time, from the time that they made this Kina Shalayhu Mikavim Shayyim Ra'am Menachar, from that time during the middle of the Bai Shani, till the year 70, till they destroyed the second Bishamim. Right after Tisha B'Av, right after the year 70 when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the Ben Zakkai was the Nasi. He was the Rosh Hashanah at that time. Before the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, after the Gemara told him, and given to him that the emperor, he greeted him to the general that had just become the emperor, and he was the first one to greet him, tell him the news that he became the emperor, and so on, and then the emperor told him, oh, you're such an intelligent person, and he said, yes, yeah, he's grabbing all stories, and then he said, whatever you ask, whatever you desire, I'll give to you. So he didn't ask that they should leave the Tamidish alone. The Gemara comments how foolish he was. The Gemara told the person, they should chacham and mocha the daitam yisakel. That HaKadosh sometimes suspends the sechel of the chachamim and they do stupid foolish things. HaKadosh wanted the Beit HaMikdash to be destroyed, so he took away the chiyuv chashuv from Ben Zakkai and he said such a stupid thing. He said, give me another chachamel and give me a doctor to give some medicine to the Beit and don't throw out the Malchus Beis Dovah. Why did he say leave the Beit HaMikdash to leave Yerushalayim? What is it? He had him in his hands. The vegetation was so despoiled. From Yemen back in Chafmet, that he knew before they brought the telegram, he knew that he was going to be appointed, that he had been appointed emperor then. To say that they shouldn't have served it, how did he talk to be so stupid? So his mother, that he made a whole chasm, he thought that he was going to ask for too much, and then he didn't have it. So fast, similar to what I said fast. So he thought he better not ask for the best. I think, but now he won't give him anything. But now he's going to tell him, send me out to the Chafmet. But he might criticize that Yemen back, that he made a mistake. He might have been his fault. He might have been his fault. He might have been his fault. He might have been his HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him do this foolish act because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara says, the Gemara describes some of the political activities of Ben Zakkai, that he was fighting with the Sikrikim, he was fighting with the hooligans, that they wanted to continue fighting against him, and he wanted to make peace with them, and he wanted to make peace with them, and he wanted to destroy the nine Tachonis that Ben Zakkai made during his lifetime. He made nine major tachonis. And the Imam will let the Rashi list them all off. Many of the tachonis that he made were half to most of the tachonis that he made were half to the first Beit HaMikdash, but they had to do with the fact that the wrong one Beit HaMikdash. So one of them was this. The whole idea of a tachon not to accept the witnesses if they come in the last hour and a quarter of the day before the Shkiel, because the tachon had already been brought to Beit HaMikdash, and it'll turn out that the Rabbim sang the wrong Shiel, and then the Tavashul should be not blind. But that only makes sense because my land of Beit HaMikdash and the Rabbim Kabbalahs, and the throwing wine in the singing of Shir Shalyot. But after the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, the Shir is not going to come back. So first, the Beit HaMikdash, the second Beit HaMikdash, the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, and it was told that it's been 70 years, and you're going to be back, and you're going to have a second Beit HaMikdash. Second Beit HaMikdash is going to come to them, it's going to be a long wait. Yeah, the whole time is going to be a long wait, so the Shir is going to come, we're going to go to the third Beit HaMikdash. So you're going to take a long time. So he can't go back at home. So the Takara, the Beit HaMikdash, the Yerah, after the Beit HaMikdash, the Takara came, Beit HaMikdash. And no longer says that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is a land like this, sir. Because no one else in the Chafah, no one, not Yom Kodesh, Mahal Kodesh, doesn't make any sense. It's only no way to not in the Chafah. And you can't do the Chinese because there, but today you can. It's not in the Chafah, Rosh Hashanah. Nisha Chafah, Beit HaMikdash. Right after the temple was destroyed, it's from Yom Kodesh, one of the nine Chafahs was, Shiyun, the Chafah made it to Chodesh, call like him. So he brought the din back to the din that I said. And the level of the right thing you're not committed, you are able to accept witnesses all day long. But if you can accept witnesses all day long, so the only subject anybody could have is, let's say, this Congress in Yerushalayim, you don't know. Did they accept the witnesses on the first day of Rosh Hashanah any time in the day, even a minute before Shkia? Or did the witnesses not show up and they declared the second day of Rosh Hashanah? So that's the Torah itself. It's straight to the end. This is the first day. This is the second day. Like any other young potential truth, it can no longer possibly ever be, you know, impossible. So I mean, that kind of stuff, yeah, and then God, and he made a laugh after he revealed his vision of Abba. And this Tachanus was simply revealing earlier Tachanus, and more so than also Tachanus. When he revealed them, but it was very true of an earlier Tachanus, and then he went back to what was biblical, did their eyes only once, that's called a Tachanus. So this is one of the nine Tachanus. That's a good question. Was there a second day of Rosh Hashanah or not? That's what we want to know. After that, Rebbe and Zakkai changed the course of this Tachanah. The crystallized the two days of Rosh Hashanah. What about that? That's the same thing. Right, we're going to ask him, that's what we're going to discuss.
He's going to have to make a stand on the other day when he makes a stand. That's a mitigating stand. That becomes an issue.
No, but what's the deal? Do you still have to say Rosh Hashanah and Erev Tishrei or not? We're going to have to figure out this tomorrow. We're going to explain all of the... Another couple of lines, we're going to have to finish our story. But the Gemara said, again, that when the doctor came, he declared he couldn't come to the Kodesh all day long. He no longer has any institution about the Yom Kodesh. But Rav HaKodesh, you cannot say that it's a Yom Kodesh. Just the same old state of the end as any other Yom. Did they declare the first Rosh Hashanah? Or did they declare the second Rosh Hashanah? If it's taken a year, then all the Brazil will be in the territory. Amalai Abaye, Tabaye, was the Talmud of Rabbi. The great Bakasha, but Rabbi Shmuel said not so. But Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shabayu, they both said, they got Rura. Rabbi Shmuel lived there for a different Gwatai. And they said, they just know the Brazil, through the Brazil, Rosh Hashanah, because it's still a year, not Richter. So you're telling me that after a different Gwatai, made a Sakhana, that you can become later, or you're all day more. So it's only taken the other, could ever be a Yom HaRichter. So aren't you contradicting Rabbi Shmuel? So he said, yes, of course I'm contradicting Rabbi Shmuel, but absolutely wrong. I have a Mishnah that says that doesn't mean God takes care of that stuff on the other. So you can never have a Yom HaRichter. On the way, the Rabbi asked, I'm telling you on Mishnah, what do you ask me? I'm trying to do Rabbi Shmuel take our day. They made a mistake. Rabbi Shmuel obviously was. Mishnah says what I said. I'm here, like I'm not a Bechem and Zach. I am telling you on Mishnah that goes to Bechem and Zach and we feel the Kapara. You have to have a three, Rabbi Shmuel. You ask me, I'm trying to do Rabbi Shmuel. They're wrong. The Mishnah says what I said. That you can never have a Yom HaRichter. His mother is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is saying that she was wicked. It's a fake in the earth. Take the Gemara, when you have 2 days, the Gemara is clearly saying when you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah and Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara is talking about 2 days Rosh Hashanah and Eretz Yisrael as opposed to 2 days Rosh Hashanah and Bavel. When you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah and Bavel, Rav Shmuel lives in Bavel. No, then it's still Yom HaRishon. But when you have 2 days of Rishana in Eretz Israel, then after the days of Adichon and Zakkai, then it's only straight to the Yom. Different. 2 days of Rishana in Babel, again, 2 days of Rishana all over the world, 2 days of Rishana in Babel is because Yom HaRishon. Because we at work, we always have, in Babel, they always have 2 days of Rishana. So the days of Yeshua ben Nun, or whoever was the first one to institute this practice of Yom HaShem. So since there was a period of time, since there was a period of time at which they declared that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is different from Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, namely, that Pesach Shavuot Sukkot is only the third second year, and Rosh Hashanah could be a second year, and maybe the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the second is banished, but maybe that both on Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the Rabban, the second is banished. But since such a possibility exists, so can we continue to observe all these 2 days of Rosh Hashanah with flood? Nothing ever changed. So we say that possibility of Yom HaRishon is still with us. We still have to be Machmer Rosh Hashanah.
The reason for ending
really doesn't exist anymore, because why in the world are we still observing 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? It doesn't make any sense why we observe. So the answer is
Yom HaRishon.
But after we have to do our And nothing, it's not trying to happen to the young people at all. Everybody knows in advance what it is. But still we say, we still observe whatever we used to have, 2 days young people, so even before the days of our brother. After the Tatars of Rechem and Zakha, then it's no longer possible to have the young people on Rosh Hashanah. The only thing possible we could be is the second day, I know what it is, the first day or the second day, but it can't be both days. First day, we have one second day, and I thought, but still, since we used to treat the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah for a time, from his kinu until the chumra something, but he treated it as Rosh Hashanah the chumra as a yom harishon. After takaras of lechem and zakah, he still treated it as a yom harishon. But that's only a chutz la'aretz, whether we always had 2 days Rosh Hashanah and takaras or not, in the very beginning of the year. But all the roof, for those who lived in Eretz Yisrael, that there was a period of time, sometimes they only had 1 day Rosh Hashanah. So even now that there are 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and as Israel, that's only the first take of the year. And the city's far away, didn't come
that far away.
But still, the Gemara says
that what we said, they will also observe 2 days of Yom as we saw that even before the second Yom Kippur, all because the Yom Kippur
was before the Magistrate. What's the difference? I don't know. So the Gemara says that there's a difference. Since the Bezin wasn't always in the same city in Eretz Yisrael, right before the Chumash Rabbah, the Bezin left, 4 years before the Chumash Rabbah, they started traveling from one city to the other. So the Balamor points out on the beginning, the Ramban points out. Since they were traveling around all the Eretz Yisrael, so sometimes they would know when 1 day Yom Kippur is, sometimes they would know, different cities would know, different years they would know when Rosh Hashanah is. So you can't really put all the Eretz Yisrael in the same boat. All the first, the Bezin was never good first, the Bezin was always in Eretz Yisrael. But they were floating around from one community to the other. So what does the Gemara say? How the who? In Eretz Yisrael, when they observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's only the Torah of the sake of the Yom Kippur, it's not the Torah of the Yom Kippur. They did away with the flares. Originally we used to have the flares, and then at one period of history they did away with it.
Maybe it was great.
If you make a Yom Kippur, you have to shun it with the Rabbanon, so there's no Rabbanon.
that tremendous cost.
Tremendous cost? Okay, you said it.
And they resumed the system, you know. So why do we have to then, I know we live up here today, but how far does that go? We should say, come on, we're going to put your belt in. No, there's no people in there.
The Maria is not conscious. That's not even a conscious. That's the Maria's conscious. The Maria is, but now we have a law. So what do we have to understand? So the Maria said, as they gave him stock, you're not guys being out of the
day.
That's what Dick Mandela said. That's what you are on at this point. We're through together, after our lives disagree. This one down holds like that. Hold on. So hold on. But the question is, the Gemara is saying here that there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and Eretz Yisrael. Hold on, Maria, there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. It's a second year. It's a year not Yisrael. So by us, nothing ever changed. So by us, since the Lord is clear at Sunday, the year not Yisrael, even after the Chodim by Yishayi, or then when Zach is saying, and Rabbi Yehon Zach and James and Hakana didn't affect the Nechus first. And in Eretz Yisrael, things were changing because the Bez was traveling all around. But in Eretz Yisrael, every Rosh Hashanah there was a different community, but they only had one day Rosh Hashanah. So on the whole, even those communities in Eretz Yisrael, when they do observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, some of the colors break at the end. But it says in Eretz Yisrael, they do observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Is that so or not? But that was a major dispute between the Rish and the Baal HaMor. Today in Eretz Yisrael, they first observe 1 day Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So the Rish says 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and the Baal HaMor says no, that's what the Rish claims. It wasn't true, it's part of the only third one of Rosh Hashanah. So the Rish says, I'm right, so I'm right, the Gemara says, hold on, hold on. The Gemara says 2 days Rosh Hashanah, but now, hold on, for us, is the Yom HaRichter. Hold on, the 2 days Rosh Hashanah that they have in Eretz Yisrael is only the third of the second year, it's not the third of the Yom HaRichter. So the Rish says, the Gemara says the same thing, and so we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. How does one get out of this? So the Baal HaMor, and the Rashi and the say the same thing over here. They all say nothing. It might not mean the whole that in Eretz Yisrael they always had 2 days Rosh Hashanah. No, it means if the Eidim didn't come on the first day. You pointed out before. Even though Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai undid the Takan of the Rabbanon, that if both Eidim and Amichah and Naila, you have both the Yom Kodesh and Mokha Kodesh, there's no need for that because there's no Korbanot anymore. After the Kodesh Vashin, there's no Korbanot. But there still was always a din. There was a din of both the Yom Kodesh and Mokha Kodesh. There was always a day of 2 days Rosh Hashanah, even before that dispute. When was that? What if they're waiting on the third day of Rosh Hashanah, waiting, and the Eidim never come? And that's 2 minutes before the Shkia. It says he looks out the window on the sea. No one has come. So obviously today's not going to turn out to be Rosh Hashanah. So if you allow them to smoke a cigar on the last minute, those who don't smoke, would you allow them to do some other malacha? But normally not the minute to do on the other, would you allow them to do a malacha for the dinner? Certainly not. The dinner was the normal malacha on Kodesh and Malacha. That's the thesis in Rashi in the Baal HaMor says, not all the rule in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, it's only 2 days Rosh Hashanah. If it turns out that we have a situation where in the rare case when you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, which is not normally the case, then the Gemara says at this point, it will be because of the sake of the earth. But not that you only have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. That's the Machlokes Rosh Hashanah. How do you read this Gemara? The Gemara clearly says at this point, all the rule, then in Eretz Yisrael there are 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Does the Gemara mean to say that there's always 2 days Rosh Hashanah? Because the Yom Tishen Shabbat is applied to the whole of Eretz Yisrael, but it's back to Rosh Hashanah. That's the list. And that's the kind of practice today. They do have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Because the list influenced the Yishuv and Eretz Yisrael. And then the other Rishonim say that that's not what the Gemara meant. All the rule means, on the occasion, if I have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, once in a year, but because the Eretz won't show up at all, it won't be the Torah to take it again. Won't be the Torah to be another list. Number one, we follow the rhythm. Number two, we don't talk like this Gemara that all the rules anymore. It's a show that's not a Yom HaRitz. We talk about it so totally Yom HaRitz. We don't accept this at all. You hold it as a Yom HaRitz, you're both in Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. You don't accept this one.
So
these payers don't with the approval there. Like the answer, the Gemara is going to continue. All the Amoraim disagree with this. They say it's not correct. They all disagree with Rabbi. The Mishnah says that Echelon Zakai abolished the Hakkara that can not even come late in Miramincha the Bible, they can come late in Kalayam Kuru. But still, since there was a period, the same as the Chutzpah, since there was a period of time when the 2 days Rosh Hashanah was a Yom HaRitz, it's still a possibility of Yom HaRitz, even though now it's impossible, but still we still continue to observe the 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Same way we just observed it years before. That's how Yom HaRitz continue. All the Yom HaRitz are going to say like that against Rav. Nobody's talking with Rav. Everybody holds like Rav. Shmuel, I feel that it's a story. Okay, Robert. The Gemara suggests you know. Robert could be right in there. If you saw Robert Shmuel, Robert Bolt. The Gemara's going to say, no, don't accept Robert, not Merit Shmuel, not Bolt. The Rabbi Yehuda Yisrael, the Rabbi Yehuda was a contemporary of Robert. So his opinion is, after the Takana for Dechem and Zaka the Eilech, even if the Dechem and Zaka made his Takana that worked, then you can't be with Kabbalah, just with Amichol and Aibor. And therefore, you can never have a Yom HaRish anymore. He says, it doesn't matter. There are all the faiths, and all the Bezer, well, he has to have Bezer. Why? My time, I was there with the Minyan. But there was the Minyan, so we didn't have to have a Minyan. What's the Bezer with the Minyan? And the reason for that Takana no longer applies, you live in a generation, 10 years later, 20 years later, the reason for the Takana no longer applies, so we say that the Takana that Rabbanan still applies unless you have a later version that will reseal that earlier Takana. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda is claiming over here. Rabbi Yehuda and then Zakeh only reseal the Takana that he can still be metabolized in the Chavayla, we refer back to the generation. But since the period of time, from his kino, through the days of Rabbi Yehuda and Zakeh, the deal was, that is basic, you know, the disaster was there. So that halacha on there, Rishon HaBeitah, Shemot HaBeitah, Shemot HaBeitah, still applies to Zman HaBeitah, even though the reason for that no longer applies. The reason why most disaster was there is because if you're not there, then great, can't be on my list, but still, since the deal was, and all the rest of that, Shemot HaBeitah, so that thing still remains today, because nobody ever revealed it. So it was going to ask later, this is...
Well,
I'm going to come to you,
I mean,
except
ages...
That's the first day when they started their life.
The second day when you got hold of it. If the
80s are
off the
next time,
it's all
yours.
But the
youngest
are
they only, the next day you're the time. Hey, can't see it. The next day is going to be 80, I'm serious. That doesn't make any sense. No. From the time of the Shiva, till the days of the Yemen and Zakai, if the 80s would come to Amun Kolomailo, so the third day would be Rosh Hashanah with the Rabban, and the second day would be Rosh Hashanah with the Raisa. From the time of Rabbi Yehuda and Zakeyan, he says, still, if he hadn't come to the Mamincha, it's only the first day of Rosh Hashanah. But if he hadn't come to the Mamincha of Maiva, it's going to be 3 days of Rosh Hashanah, that the first day will be Rosh Hashanah the Raisin, and the second day will be Rosh Hashanah the Rabbanon, as we observe it today. We have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah the Raisin, the second day of Rosh Hashanah the Rabbanon. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, that if he hadn't come to the Mamincha of Maiva, it's still a Yom Mamincha. Still a Yom Mamincha. Why? Because that was the rubbish of the Union. So the Gemara doesn't throw a whole parasitic discussion, what is the source of the principle of Dhamishan Ning? So the
Gemara doesn't throw a whole parasitic discussion, what is
the source of the principle of Dhamishan Ning? That's what Abai Tainer is on the day. That's 20 lines from the top. Oh, hey, Abai, if the Gemara is going to already finish the whole discussion of the Dhamishan Ning, we're going to have to learn that insight for fascinating discussion. So, oh, hey, Abai, right in the middle of the line begins with the word Abai Tainer. So the Gemara says, I'm alright, I'm lying. So he says, what are you talking about? There was a Dovish and Ninja, made a Takhara, they were born with a Beis Hashem, all of them, true, but they didn't say any Takhara, they made a Takhara, they said, Yom HaRishto. So you can't be recalculated for Amna Solomayla. And the Mela is going to be a Yom HaRishto. And once the Yom HaRishto abolished that, so the whole Yom HaRishto falls off. The name of the Beis is the Peri. The name of the Takhara was Yuchedus and a Beis. That's what Abai trying to tell you. I'm away, I find it to have Yehuda, all the base of the Minyan, we have right. Was it ever a dinner that I wanted to do with God? Introduce my face off. Base of the age is telling you most of it. The base of Shinova is there, that's true, that I like to spend, and when you can in the Kabbalah, it's time for a Maimah. It's a general risk on earth. So if it's insulated, it's a basic. It's forbidden to be in the Kabbalah, it's time for a Maimah, but the base of Shinova is there will be forbidden also. It's not. If it's a big that there's a number of people who don't be a Yemma Rishpa. If it's three ages, once again in Zakai was not a couple of those days on the Chamayla, it's three days so. So it doesn't make any sense to say that the base is a bunch of the minions, because they made it very good new when I'm based. So, no, there never was a person that made it very on the base. That's what he's trying to against Oyez. Then later on, we're going to explain why they still hold on Rokha like Oyez. We'll continue with the model. That's the issue. Here, with the story with the Levim and the Beit HaMikdash, there's a famous discussion that all the Rishonim bring up here. The Tosafot on the top of him and Aleph and the Tosafot in Rosh Hashanah, and all the other Rishonim discuss it. Why does the Mishnah only say that there was a problem the Yidden came so late in the day on the Rosh Hashanah that they had already poured the wine they had already sung the Shir Shalchol in conjunction with the Nitzah Hayayin of the Tam Shaveh Abayim, and that was a great tragedy, that they sang the wrong Shir Shalchol. Why doesn't want to touch it? If they already offered the Tam Shaveh Abayim, we have a din that is forbidden to bring any korbanot into the Tam Shaveh Abayim, so they won't be able to bring all of them or something. It's a big yikilkul. They won't be able to bring themselves in the terrible. I don't know what their answer. They just don't have a couple of times on the this whole problem, the worst they could do, they don't know that they're saying the wrong Shir Shayom. But they sang the wrong Shir Shayom. But they still, on the level of their answer that we answered, they sang a Shira. Why not say a major yikilkul if they didn't bring themselves in? Let's pay the cash. So the Rambam, when he quotes this Tatan of the Rabbanon, originally the din was that you can accept the Eidim even if they come late in the afternoon. And once the Eidim came late, and by the time the Beis Din declared that they were Shchelesh, the Kohanim that they believed had already offered the Tamash Rabbein Abayim, and it's forbidden to bring the Masachim after the Tamash Rabbein Abayim, so they weren't able to bring the Masachim, but from that time on, the Beis Din he gives the cases and all of the shiny yes, why didn't the Mishnah say this reason? He substituted that reason instead of the reason that the Mishnah gives. So then they came and the Mephoshim on the Rambam, the Mishnah and all the other commentators on the Rambam here, but that's not what it says in the Mishnah and the Gemara. The Gemara has a whole dispute in Rosh Hashanah, how to interpret the line in the Mishnah, the first line on Adar. But it's called the Ramah Levim this year, but it means the Levim didn't sing any Shir Shayom at all, because they were fighting like in the Shul. They were fighting, these are coming, every time. So the Levim are fighting, should we say the Shir Shayom, Rosh Hashanah, should we say the Shir Shayom? So they came out, they didn't say any Shir. So one thing you didn't notice is comparable to the Shulchan was that they didn't say any Shir, but they were fighting. The Kahal were pouring the wine, and then they started to fill the wishes, and by the time they were filled, the Kahal already finished all the wine, so you blew the Rosh Shir. And the other opinion is not, but it's possible that it takes care of it. He says, so Yom Chol, they sang the wrong shir. So that's what Rashi and Tehu say. The simple chat is that they sang the wrong shir, and the other interpretation is that they didn't sing any shir at all because they were fighting as the time of the one. So the Yishnu says clearly, and the Gemara explained it, two verses, was this the truth or was that the truth? Nobody says that the Rambam. When did the Rambam get such a thing? That's what the Yes and the Rambam. So some interpret, like a Mishnah and others interpret that the Rambam also held the following. This whole discussion that the Mishnah, the Gemara has with the Shir, this whole hang up with the Shir, this whole thing, it must be that this whole problem is not Mishnah that they, whenever you have a Mishnah, and it doesn't say who's speaking, so you assume that it's probably the Rameh Shi. The Rameh is the one who says that the Shir is not the Sakhar. The Rameh's historical tradition must have been that there was a big problem with the Shir, either there wasn't a Shir at all, that's awful, should be awful, or they sang the wrong Shir, which is a little awful, with a small A. Instead of a capital A, it's more. It's not that awful. Because on a level of the night, they would get to you anyway. But I'll leave the halacha that we talk about, that I've gone on, that the Shir is not that with the cousin, you get to the cousin, you get to the aunt, you get to everything, you get one, you get to the Shir, no. So you didn't do the mitzvah, the shalutu, and the chivar, and the mitzvah, me amuruch. So because of that, and once it happened, they didn't do a mitzvah on Prima, so that's why you have to pull down the roof and change the whole thing. They might be racist, the next time that you came to the time of the Bible. But there was such a tradition that something happened, something went wrong, and the next time that they didn't come late. So the Rambam understood, very difficult, the Rambam understood that the Sandish is a mayor, it's a hapshetu. The Rambam understood the Sandish is a mayor. Maybe she thought the whole that the Shia is not going to come. So his historical tradition was that the Kippur had something to do with the Shir. But since we don't, the Rambam doesn't accept the Rambam's opinion, the Rambam passes that the Shir is not in the Yavim of Sakharim. So the Rambam must have had a thought somewhere, or he figured out on his own, or a tradition or something, that it must have been a different Kippur. So what was the Kippur do? Oh, must have been this was the Kippur. That after bringing the punishment of the Rambam, was forbidden to bring the Musa. That's how
it
is not a biggie kilkul, so why does the Gemara say Kointer maybe kilkul was this minor kilkul of the Shir? Should have said the major, so Mitzvah Kointer, and there you'll have to say, like Taylor says, that you are permitted to bring the Musaf next to the Kalmish of Erevad in the event that you didn't bring it before, so you can bring it after. But the Rambam holds a lot of the mindset that you're not allowed. The Rambam passes a lot like that later, and he holds that this was the kilkul, that after the Kalmish of Erevad, you're forbidden to bring the Musaf. How does Pesach explain how are you permitted to bring the stuff? If you're not allowed to bring any carbonic, that's what the Tamash Rabbein Abayim. So Pesach gives two different suggestions over here. One suggestion, Pesach, is that This deal that you have to bring at the function there, man, don't you deal with that? The evidence you bring is far more because. So what kind of a deal is this? It's an Averis. It's an Averis that's being Averis. That is close to the Gemara. The Solomon says, they must call it an essay. Essay to Hashmama. He must call it, Kalea Hashem, Kala Kabbalah Kulam. Is the Mitzvah said that you should bring everything before the Father Shalom
Rabbi.
Is it called a Sidur? Yes. It's in the Sidur. What does it say there? What do you mean? It might as well know. What it means is, Allah Hashem Kabbalah Kumar. And you should finish bringing all the Kabbalahs before you bring the Tanish Rabbin Abai. That line in the Abai Hashem Kabbalah. I think it is in Tanish. I'm not sure. But it's in the Siddur, before Moshe. The Magid, I don't know if it's in your Siddur. The Magid has that member from the Kabbalah. Allah Hashem called the Kabbalah Kumar. That's called the essay on Hashem. That you should bring all the Kabbalahs before the Kabbalah Kumar came out by. So the Gemara doesn't sound that it's not there to bring everything. It's a myth of the secret that you bring everything before. So what happened to the other conflict between two myths? On the one hand, we already brought the Tanisha Ben Abai. And I just realized now that today is Rosh Chodesh. Or that today is Rosh Hashanah. So can I bring the Mitzvah and Esther to Tanisha Ben Abai or not? So normally we have a problem that Esther is Esther Loisa. And then we have a conflict between a Mitzvah and an Abai. I said Esther is Esther Loisa. It is not a conflict between a Mitzvah and an Abai. It's between one Mitzvah and another Mitzvah. On the one hand, I have a Mitzvah and I have a Mitzvah and I have a Mitzvah. On the other hand, I have a Mitzvah. I'm not saying that we're supposed to see so that everything is offered before Tanisha Ben Abai and not here. So we don't have a cloud. Esther goes to Esther. The Gemara says in the Red Bamakuran, my own name, I say. Why did I say this essay? Oh, it's stronger than the other essay. An essay is stronger than a late essay for some reason or another. That's the question why that's so, but that's the Gemara comes. An essay is better than a late essay because the essay is out and it's stronger than the late essay. But how can you say that one essay is better than another? Essay is an essay. So my only high essay and I have to write that essay is stronger than the other. The paper says, quote the Imam from Luntas, that sometimes I can say, sometimes we have the ability to determine which essay is stronger than which, and thereby to determine that this essay is better than that and not the reverse. So how do you? If one will be an essay be lovely, and one is an essay be rotten, and we say, once the essay be rotten, and one the essay be rotten. So what's an essay be rotten? The mitzvah to bring this up is, that's not my essay, your mitzvah, your mitzvah. The mitzvah will tell you, and I'm calling for the people who have to think that the Mashiach money is banded in, and that the Kabbalah of people will be purchased in order at the proper time. So the Hakrav of Kabbalah Kamasov is an essay be rotten. What's the thing that you have to bring all the Kabbalah before the Tamashah Ben Abayin and Ariyasa? That's the thing that you need to do with Kayin. That no Kayin should ever bring a Kabbalah to the Tamashah Ben Abayin. You should bring everything before. But if you ever need to bring the Esther, you might have a fusion. It would be crushed of the Kabbalah. The problem is that he has violated the Mitzvah. He's a Mitzvah. The Hakrav is supposed to bring all the Kabbalah before. So that Mitzvah bringing the Kabbalah before, that's a private Mitzvah. Each and every Kayin wants to bring Kabbalah. Whatever, if they come in, they should speak with the Rebbe before not Esther. The truth is the Esther of Hashlam, the Gemara called an Esther Diyachid. And the Esther of Hashlam is covered on its Dibur, and as it says, the Rabbim, the page says, of the Esther Diyachid, the Rabbim, the Dachi Esther of Hashlam, which is only an Esther Diyachid, we shouldn't have him say, because the Esther of the Rabbim is stronger than the Esther Diyachid.
That's one thing that you have to say in the other way.
And the first right. We'll get to that. This is what I read in the second end of Ogishwana where it doesn't say on the side of the says, I am Ashaw, they say Ogishwana the Abdi Ed the Rabbi Dahi Ed the Ashwan and the Shindaham say that's the second end. The first end of Texas is a completely different answer. They quote Imam Shah Test, but the Imam says, a cousin Yahid may be brought. If the Tamash of Ben Abai, if the Tamash of Ben Abai, can you do that? But the Gemara explains the problem of the prohibition against bringing a carbon if the Tamash of Ben Abai, what's the problem? It says, the Hikhtir Allah Chalda Hashlam. And we derive what Hikhtir means, you burn the fat on the fire. When you bring a carbon, what do? You have to be buried to them, and then you have to burn the fat on them in there. What if you only reserve the time you didn't burn the fat? The carbon is kosher anyway. You can burn all night long. Yeah. But you can only burn all night long if this dam was nizah before Tamash Ben Abai. If the dam was nizah before Tamash Ben Abai, then you have an issa to be mocked around this there. But it might be there's no issa to deserve the dam. There is no issa to deserve that. Let's say Asha. They brought the Tamash Ben Abai an hour and a quarter before. They finished bringing Tamash Ben Abai by an hour and a quarter before Shkiz.
Now I'm going to do it.
Close up shop at 5 o'clock.
To close up.
4 o'clock.
It's huge.
I'll tell you, 4 o'clock, they close up right at the gate, and the is finished. And someone wakes up with So they go back, and it says in the first answer, the chefs, all the 11 were Russophon. Every Rosh Chodesh, there are 11 Kohanim from Russophon. There's no prohibition against shechting if the punch is down. Mine is before she is. Yeah, if she is lively, he can't begin to cover. Before she is young, not allowing him to go. They can shech, there's no there. They can reserve the down, there's no there. Once you reserve the down, the club, and you get to the club. What the hell? That's a good one. That's not allowed to do it. Apparently, it was all night long. That's all I'm wondering. If you did the secret down on the club, then before punch is down, fine. Then you can not to be a one all night long. If you reserve the time of the car and ask the time to pay on timing, then you have an empty house for the thing. Won't be very thing in words. Won't be very thing in words.
Those
are islands?
Right.
11. 10 are islands and one is a chazas, right? So the chazas is not a kohanim. So by the chazas, all you have to burn on him is a chalim. By all the 10 omos, you have to burn the whole carcass. Just you don't burn the leather, you don't burn the skin, but you burn the bottom with the inward. So what do you do with all this? You're going to leave it all. You can't burn it under the desk. You're going to leave it, it will be cutlet. So you're going to wait for that to come to Shabbat tomorrow morning. You have to come to Shabbat, then you can burn it. So it'll be nicer then. So you won't be able to burn it under the desk. And you leave it till tomorrow morning, it'll become, it'll be an adair of mercy to you. You're not going to leave over. You're not going to leave over a bottom that you're supposed to eat. You're not going to leave over the inward either. Well, you're going to have a chagi azek. It is an eat and nicer. Not to be nicer butter that you can eat. It is an eat and not to leave over chalet that you're supposed to burn under the net. So what is he going to be stuck? So the Gemara says here, and some what you do. This is a little too much. I'm sure it quotes the whole chunk of the Gemara. Mala or Molina, but raise your tongue and say it. You shack all the 11 with something quickly. You only have an hour and a half to go. From 4 o'clock to 5:30. You shack all the 11 with something. You don't have all the numbers. It's not there to shack them with something short then by. It's before she. It's not there to be doing the gun. But then you're going to violate what? Molina, and then you... And then it's going to become difficult. Molina, you won't be able to be... In the kind of disobedience. The paper says that the modern drop is A, Molina, the other, the relationship on the fair. I take these facts of the chapter, and I take the chapter with the chapter of the Ola, and I put them with them in there. We have a fire on this. And the Zeb is gigantic, the Gemara says. The floor of the Zeb and the Baishani was Lama's base armor, or Lama's base armor. It was 32 armors by 32 armors. Gigantic. 32 armors. Every armor is a foot and a half. Armors is 32 times 1.5. 48 feet. 48 feet. Pretty big. And then all the armor became armor. So 30 by 32 is 30 by 30. Then again, all armor became armor. Then when it was 20, instead of being 30, it's 28 by 28. So the top one in there is 28 armors by 28. Armors is 28 times 1.5. So you didn't have a fire. You didn't have a fire burning all over the place. There was a fire in one spot. You had loads of room on the top of the stairs where you can leave trailers and place till tomorrow morning. So the Gemara says, if you put trailer on him and say, If it was offered, then it's there. Things become disciplined at the split second of Amesh Hashara. So you say, if I shift it and I'm going to down of all of these 11 Kabbalah on the serpent after Thomas Shabbat had died before Shkia. So I have all night more left until Amesh Hashara. I'm not allowed to burn it under the death at the Hashama, but I can put it on the death all night long. Provided if I put it on 1 second before Amesh Hashara and at the moment of Amesh Hashara, it's not on the floor anywhere else. It's on the top of the stairs. It's not on the fire. You don't have the fire. Don't need it. You put it on some other place. There's a gigantic top of the... put on the block. Yeah, and put it somewhere else on top of the stairs. So that saves us from becoming this double Lina. That's what the Gemara says. Hey, Lina, the armor, the rosh Hashem is there. Lina does not fit in. Does not take effect the top of the club that's sitting on top of the stairs. Because otherwise you're going to have a tremendous problem. What if you put on a Lurim legitimate? You set for the cross and then it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon. You put on the Lurim on the right time before the Talmud Shabbat Rabbi, and it just didn't get to burn. So you're going to tell me when it comes to Alif HaShaka or the next morning, you're not allowed to, it became noticed, you're not allowed to continue burning. It's not true. The Mishnah says explicitly that they have a separate Maracha, a separate flame, that used to burn the leftover Chalotim from yesterday. And they burn the leftover from yesterday from Nitzchot Bolino. So the answer is, you might have been angry about the other Nishon is bad. Even if, not only in that case when they already cooked flame, when the Chalotim began to be burned, even if nothing was burned. So the Gemara says, Lina does not sin, and it's the thing that's sitting on top of the stairs. The Beis says, that's the Eitzah. That Eitzah is legitimate even if it's a carbon yachid. You don't have to have Hussle Yassid, Yeram, Bedach, Yassid, Yaram, because it's Yassid is stronger than that Yassid. You don't need that. If you say the second answer, Hussle Yassid, Yaram, Bedach, Yassid, the Hashlam, or the Zom Yassid, Yachid, then you can even be Master and then say that everything's straight normal. You don't need all the trade laws.
So to go, to example, the inflation and bury the Marmoni after the Thomas Shoshaka, you don't need all the trade laws.
And it comes to the first day, then you don't say, oh, yes, it's the rabbi, oh, yes, it's the hashlom, because it's only yes, it's the yachid. But then you have to do the day, then you have to do this day. You have to leave it on top of the day. The Chazon Ish has a comment on this. He says, they're all wrong. He says, the Ramon is wrong, and Jesus is wrong, and all the Rishon, they're all wrong. Take to the parable. He says, there is a Gemara Brach, if it has a following deal, let's take the Mark, say the Shrech. I think tomorrow afternoon, it's 5 o'clock, and some of them does it, and he realizes he didn't have a wusset yet, and he didn't have a minchah yet. He has to have a wusset on it. So what did he have first? So the Gemara says, Tanish and a Tanish had a cradle. So since every day of the year you have a minchah, and you only have a wusset on special occasions, wusset for a shredded on our shredded, but he's done first minchah, and then he's done wusset. Ramadan says that in Shul we don't do that. Let's say I'm Kippur in the afternoon, but if you wait for it, that they're late and the Chazal start singing the hymn and the Yom Yimah, it takes a long time. They come time and they're in Shul all day long. And they're willing to doubt and look for the Mishnah. They don't want to come first. Let's say some other day. Let's say in the Moshul, on Simchat Torah, let's say in the Moshul, if they had late a prophet on Simchat Torah, and they want to grab them with them. They're not interested in having anything like that. They want to grab them with them, and they can take a nap, and they're going to come later down with them. So then it says, Shukla, that there's no problem. I'm not interested in doing the burden that you've got. So you don't think maybe share the paper, but you don't speak paper to me. Then I have to leave. I'm not interested in doing the other mitzvah now. But if I am interested in doing both mitzvahs, then how do I arrange them? So the Ramah says that Anyam Kippur, you don't do that, but in public you don't tell like that. If it's Anyam Kippur, you have to clear the toilet, and then it's time to down and look at it, and then really, don't have to come down with it. But then he comes, don't have to. Because they're not going for a walk, they're not going home. They're sure all day long. So if it's a lady, this man, to down and look at it, the Ramah says that you don't ever see words. So David in Chet for his own because you're going to make him crazy. The Father Rabbin will not understand what's going on. But privately, let's do this. Privately, let's do this. So Quran says that you shouldn't, I mean, quickly, you say, one should speak to it, that they don't try to have a Muslim so late that it's, again, a half and a half. So be careful. So the Gemara says that it's, a Shredish in the afternoon, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and Shkila is 5:30. And the Father Rabbin wants to down and look at it, which one should be down first? The Allah dictates that she's down first. So the Chazanish says, but we know that all of the Tfilos and the Tzmanic Tfilos were patterned after the Hatzor of Kapha Bamas. So what would they have done in the Beit HaMikdash if it would be late in the afternoon? And they want to do Kavar HaMasov, Man Kavar HaMasov, Ben Hanbay. What would they do for us? So we learned, this is an order we showed the Ram, that everybody's made a Z, made a Y. Chazanish, that's Z-H-A-Z-R. And even after Chazanish, made a Z, looking at the letter C. So everybody says, you gotta be first in the front, and then the Tavish of the Abbas. So he's gonna have a problem. He can't be Matthew even more than himself. After the Tavish of the Abbas, he says that they're all wrong. He says that's what they were doing last time, and that they come into short for us, they would be in such a pickle. It would be late in the afternoon on the Shredish. And the whole thing that bringing, they see they have on their hands, they have to bring the stuff, and they have to bring Tavish of the Abbas. Because we would come in the Tavish of the Abbas, and bring the Tavish of the Abbas first. And then bring it. He says, Hashem doesn't apply in this case. That's what he claims against all of Hashem. That's what he claims. All of Hashem says, not sure. Because of the fact that that's the way we would arrange our feelings.